Also coming up this fall, October 8th and 9th, it's not too far away, is the Fullstrom Festival. This is kind of interesting. This is at the Smutty Nose Brewing Company in Hampton. And joining me this morning in studio is Colton Cantoret. He's one of the event producers, and good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So we're coming up to the fall season, a lot of different fall events, and Smutty Nose Brewing Company in Hampton, they put on a lot of different functions and events and things like this, but this is a big one coming up October 8th and 9th. Talk a little bit about it, what it's all about.
Yeah, so we're super excited. This year will be the first year they've ever done an event of this size in the field adjacent to the brewery. So it'll feature 6 to 10 country artists in the field for 2 days, including national acts like Jordan Davis, Low Cash, Nate Smith, all on the hot country chart right now. So we're super excited, and it's going to be a really intimate venue to be able to see an awesome show for 2 days.
Yeah, so you've never really had an event this big at this Smutty Nose right now?
Yeah, so we're working through it, looking at how many people we can fit in there, and yeah, it's going to be a big event.
So tell me a little bit about it. We're a couple of weeks out now, October 8th and 9th. What are the times, and this goes on rain or shine? How does it work?
Yeah, so rain or shine, it's taking place starting at 4 p.m. each day, so the gates will open. We have some tailgate games out. We'll have food trucks, of course, beer, Smutty Nose beer in Island District, and it'll take place. Music will start around 4:35 and continue all the way through 10:30, 11, with the headliner acts going on last.
So. Yeah, how'd you log some of these big country acts? How'd you get the get on that?
Yeah, I mean, it takes some persuasion, right?
Like, yeah, right.
Say, you know, this is a unique opportunity. It's the largest craft brewery in New Hampshire, and sort of sharing the vision of what we want to do long term, and hopefully do this year over year. And then it always helps that we're near the beach as well. So
yeah, Smutty Nose has really been expanding to all sorts of areas. It's really, really cool. And you do most of your events at the brewery in Hampton.
Yep.
You know, but I know you've branched out into Rochester, I think, and other areas as well. But this is kind of fun. This is of course, New Hampshire's largest craft brewery, Smutty Nose. And this is really the first event of its kind at Smutty Nose. I know you've held events there before, but this is a big one. This is a big logistical one.
Yeah, so we had to go through, you know, how can we get a stage in there, all the lighting and sound, and how do we make it a really great experience? So making sure the sound sounds right, it looks right, and it's really cool and a great experience for people to bring out, you know, their lawn chair, similar lawn at Meadowbrook, hang out, have a good beer, enjoy the day, and really make it something so you come and you stay for the whole time and really get to experience everything that Smutty Nose is all about.
So Colton, tell us a little bit how people can get tickets. Do they go to the website to get tickets? Can they get tickets at the gate on the day, or how's that going to work out? Is there a limit for an amount of people? Will tickets be sold out and people shut out, or what?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, fullstrumfestival.com.
All right, so it's called fullstrumfestival.com.
Yep, and you can buy tickets there. We made a code so that anyone listening can get a ticket with a discount for WTSN is the code. So at checkout, if you use that, you'll get $15 off.
Okay.
We'll be selling tickets at the gate as well, assuming that there's inventory. We are sold out of VIP tickets for Saturday, but we still have some for Sunday as well. And so, yeah, if there's tickets available, feel free to come out and buy them at the gate, or of course, use the code WTSN on our website.
Now, how much are tickets, and what's the VIP experience like?
Yeah, so VIP will include a pre-event tailgate at our restaurant. So I know you talked a lot about some of the different things we're doing. We sort of flip that space into like an all-you-can-eat tailgate with drinks and a dedicated bar, its own music before the event, so that space will be open. And then there's regular general admission tickets as well, and of course, there's food trucks available for that, and the Smutty Nose bars and stuff will be open there. Tickets start at $65, and then the VIP tickets are $85.
So is that per day or for the weekend?
Per day, yeah.
So can you get a weekend ticket, or how's that work?
So
or
just
buy them by the day?
Yeah, because we wanted to give people flexibility on being able to come, you know, one day or both days or whatever they were interested in.
Yeah, so this is really a really cool event. This is a lot of great fall events, and hopefully the weather will be good. You know, the weather the first weekend of October seems to be pretty good most of the time. That would be officially the second weekend of October. But October has been known for some Indian summer weather. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll warm up a little bit.
We're keeping an eye on it, doing the rain dance type of thing. You know, trying our best, and we're super excited, and we'll have blankets and everything else just in case.
All right, so people should use the code FULLSTRUMROCKS.
Yeah, they can use that code or the WTSN.
Or WTSN or the Pulse of New Hampshire for a discount at checkout. So this is the first event of its kind at Smutty Nose. Food trucks, lawn games, vendors, music both days starting at 4 o'clock. And let's talk about some of the big country artists that you got coming, because you pulled some strings and you got some big names coming to the stage.
Yeah, so Saturday will feature Jordan Davis, which we're super excited about. Pretty big artist. He's touring with a bunch of big names in the country music space. His own name is obviously a huge one, and we're pumped about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some local acts as well to support. And then Sunday we have Low Cash and Nate Smith, which is going to be great as well. Nate Smith is on the top of the highway right now, has some new music that came out last week, as is Jordan Davis. So really, really, really excited. And I think, you know, a small, intimate space. The field next to Smutty Nose isn't this huge, massive, expansive space. It's going to be really cool to see some pretty notable names in such a great environment.
Yeah. How many people do you think you can get in that field, do you think?
We're looking at like 3,000-ish, so a good size.
That's a good size, but intimate as far as concerts go, right?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. So it's definitely not like the lawn at Meadowbrook, which is awesome, and I love it, but it's still, you know, a little bit further, closer.
Oh, yeah,
to the artists,
yeah.
And stuff, so.
Good sound, good staging, good sight views and everything else like that. Mm-hmm. So this is 2 days. I'm going to keep it in mind. It's a couple of weeks out, but get your tickets because they're going to go fast, no doubt about it. The Full Strum Festival featuring national and local country music talent, including, as Colton said, Jordan Davis on Saturday, Low Cash and Nate Smith on Sunday. Is that the schedule?
Yep. Yeah.
Do we have other local artists filling in as well?
Yeah. So Saturday we have Lexi James and the Wild Heart, which is a local band booked out of Portsmouth here.
Yep.
And then Sunday we have Houston Bernard. We have Mika's Groove Train, who's performing at our venue quite a bit, and people love her, so we brought her out for this.
Nice.
And then a few others on Saturday we're still working on announcing. So we're
sounds good. All right. Colton Catterett, the event producer, joining us. Let's give the dates again for this and the location again for our listeners.
So it's October 8th and 9th at Smutty Nose Brewing in Hampton, New Hampshire.
That's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yes.
Beautiful fall weekend. Great way to bring the community together and just enjoy a Smutty Nose beer. You know, why not? Can't go wrong with that. And food and drink and great atmosphere, great music. What else could go right? And just perfect weather. That's all we need to order.
Exactly.
Perfect weather. So the website again, so people know?
It's fullstrumfestival.com.
Fullstrumfestival.com. This is put on by Smutty Nose Brewing Company out of Hampton. It's at the field adjacent to the brewery there, and the music will start at 4 o'clock. What time will gates be open on Saturday and Sunday?
Gates open at 4, and we'll start music right then as well. So.
Sounds good. Colton, thanks for joining me this morning. We'll keep our listeners posted on this. October 8th and 9th, it's the Fullstrum Festival. Should be a lot of fun. Smutty Nose Brewing Company in Hampton. Good to have you with us. Thank you.
Likewise. Have a good week.